This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome on the long line. We're honored to be joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bill Bowling. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Coy. Let me second that. Happy birthday to Maureen.
Happy.
23, man, I can remember those days.
Happy, yeah. Where were you when you were 23?
I must admit they are a distant memory.
Yeah, that was 19. Now, where were you when you were 23?
Let's see. 56, it'd be 1980. That was actually, I had graduated from college in 1979, was living and working in Charleston, West Virginia, and just 1 year away from moving to Richmond.
There you go. Oh, right before it all started.
Right before it all started.
There you go. Bill Bowling is my guest, and of course, folks, you know how it works. The phone lines are always open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question for the Lieutenant Governor. You are the author of a recent op-ed in the Richmond Times-Dispatch regarding illegal immigration, where you did a valiant job of really trying to come to grips with what everyone agrees is a very complex issue.
Well, it's I don't really think it is that complex. I mean, the whole thrust of the editorial column was to say this isn't as complicated as the folks in Washington D.C. want to make us think it is. I mean, to me, it is pretty simply about enforcing the law. We have laws in place governing legal ways to come into our country. If we want to talk about changing those laws, we can certainly talk about that, about trying to make a system where it is easier and quicker for people to come here for legitimate reasons like getting a job or getting an education. But in the meantime, we need to enforce the law. You know, we have laws on the books that says that we have to secure the border, but we're not securing the border. We have laws on the books that says employers can't hire illegal workers, yet we're not enforcing those laws. I think we also need to say that illegals can't get the benefits of citizenship. But to me, it's about enforcing the law. You know, we are a nation of immigrants. We want people to come here legally for legitimate reasons, like getting a job and getting an education. But right now, we're just kind of turning the cheek of indifference to blatant violations of the law. The people of America, I think, are very frustrated by it. There is a total disconnect between the way the people of America feel about this issue and the people in Washington, D.C. seem to feel about the issue. And I think everywhere I go, I hear folks say they're just terribly frustrated that the folks in Washington either seem unwilling or unable to do anything about this thing. It's not that complicated.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is that we have so many people who profess to understand the issue, to appreciate people's concerns, and yet many people would say they're not doing anything about it?
I think they're playing the politics of immigration. And to be quite frank, there's some of that going on both sides of the aisle. I think at the national level, they're afraid of perhaps alienating large blocks of voters in states like California and Texas and Florida. So I think it is the politics of immigration that stop them from really doing what they need to do to secure the borders, to enforce the law. You know, my view is we need to do whatever it takes to secure the border first. If that means a wall, I'm for a wall. If it means a virtual wall, I'm for a virtual wall. If it means troops or National Guard or more Border Patrol agents, I'm for that, whatever it takes, you know, to secure that border. We also need to do a better job securing the northern border, although most of the focus right now has been on the southern border. And beyond that, I think our approach needs to be three things. Number one, no benefits for people who are in our country illegally. Welfare, Medicaid, health care, all those things are benefits of citizenship, and we shouldn't be giving those things to people who are in our country illegally. Number two, no jobs. If you're in this country illegally, you have no right to a job, and we have to hold employers accountable for knowingly hiring illegal workers. And then number three, enforce the law as it relates to deportation. When we encounter illegals along the way, they need to be removed. It's pretty simple.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you can read his column, op-ed that he wrote for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It was published Sunday, July 8th, and I imagine, I know it's available at inrich.com, but I imagine that you have a link to that or the text on your website as well.
Yeah, it is, Coy. I think if folks are interested in that, they can visit our website at just billbowling.com. if they click a link there called In the News, they'll see it under news articles posted under that byline, illegal immigration. The issue is less complicated than Washington pretends.
And let's talk about the whole idea of cheap labor, because it's no secret here in this country. Any well-informed person is aware that our economy in large part depends on this influx of continual now influx of cheap labor from the South. And many, many sectors of our economy have become dependent on that cheap labor. And some folks say that's why Washington is dragging its feet, because they don't want to go after business.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, again, one of the things I talked about in the column is if you want to talk about changing the law, if you want to talk about making it easier, making it quicker for people to come here for legitimate reasons like getting a job, I think that's fine. You know, I understand that a lot of people want to come to America to improve their quality of life. That's what America's about. You know, we want people to do that. We just have a fundamental belief that you have to earn the American dream. You can't steal it. So if you want to talk about changing the law to make it easier and quicker for people to come here for those reasons, I'm all for that. But in the meantime, you can't just ignore the laws that are on the books today. You have to enforce those laws. And a part of those laws say that employers can't hire illegal workers. And we need to enforce those laws. I mean, think about how totally illogical this process has become. You know, we have elected officials in Los Angeles who are now talking about requiring Home Depot to erect shelters for illegal workers who congregate on their property to be picked up for jobs on a daily basis. And the people at Home Depot are saying, we don't want them here. We've asked the police to remove them. They won't remove them. And now you guys want to force us to construct shelters to house them. You know, I look at that stuff and I say, have we lost our minds? I mean, what in the world are we thinking about when we allow this thing to become as illogical as it's become today?
Bill Bowling, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, what do you recommend we do at the state level if you're if we're disappointed with the performance in Washington? What would your vision be for action at the state level?
Well, I think there are things that we can do at the state level. I think there are things that can be done at the local level. I think you're beginning to see more of that happening. We have advocated three immediate things that we can do at the state level. One is to pass a law requiring the governor to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, whereby we give state and local law enforcement officials in Virginia the authority to enforce civil immigration laws. That means that when we confront illegals in the normal course of law enforcement duties, we can arrest them and detain them rather than release them, which is what the current practice is. Now, the governor could enter into that memorandum of understanding on his own tomorrow, but he has refused to do that, so it's going to take a law to require him to do that. Secondly, we've said no benefits for people who are in Virginia illegally. We have eliminated most of those benefits already. One of the benefits we continue to provide is in-state tuition at our colleges and universities. I think we should stop that. And then third is tightening Virginia laws as they relate to holding employers accountable for knowingly, and that's the key word, knowingly hiring illegal workers or knowingly failing to confirm their immigration status prior to hiring them. Now, that's what we can do at the state level. You're beginning to see localities who are getting very frustrated by this doing the same thing. Just last week in Prince William County, they passed a local ordinance trying to do some of the same things. I mean, it's like folks in Washington are fiddling while people in the country are burning with anger over this issue. And folks are so frustrated with the inability or the unwillingness of Washington, D.C. to do anything about the problem that I think you're going to see more and more state governments and local governments trying to take whatever action they can take themselves to say, we've got to step up to the plate here, deal with this issue, and it just all starts with enforcing the law.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Sir, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time.
Hey, Coy, have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
He's online at billbowling.com. That's B-O-L-L-I-N-G, billbowling.com. And you can read his op-ed that was recently published in the Richmond Times-Dispatch there on his website.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.